We have three letters from the evening news this week. Why football matches weren't rearranged, asks J. Ray of Aylsham. What is it with this country? Why did the coronation take place on the same day as football matches? Why weren't the matches rearranged for an alternative date? Why wasn't the coronation organised for the day we were given off, the bank holiday Monday, so that the nation was encouraged to watch it? A similar thing happened with the London Marathon being held on the same weekend as both the FA Cup semi-finals, encouraging 500,000 people to converge on London at the same time. The only thing with the marathon was that I went down to see and support my son-in-law who ran in it, which was somewhat of a saving grace for me, so that I didn't have to endure seeing my beloved Spurs getting spanked by Newcastle.
Marcus Moore of Sprowston writes how great it is to see an artist transform a shelter. What a joy it was to hear about the street artist Napple transforming a shelter with young people's designs. The shelter, which is located on Barker's Field in Sprowston, was allocated to Sprowston Youth Engagement Project by Sprowston Town Council. It had become a hotspot for antisocial behaviour, become unloved and eventually become covered in graffiti. Now the shelter is in the heart of Sprowston, has been given a new lease of life with designs by young people. The youth group came up with a great concept, all from the inspiration of those youngsters.
Nesting blackbirds, get on board, comments Paul and Tanya Donachy of Norwich. A blackbird has built a nest and is sitting on eggs on top of our skateboard. I put my son's old skateboard on the roof of our patio some years ago, and last year a blackbird came and built a nest on it. It's come back this year and built a second one beside it. They are pretty smart birds. They share the roof space with our grapevine, and in a few months we'll be helping themselves to the young grapes, as they do every year, and make a right old mess. We don't mind. We try to make our garden as attractive as possible for nature.
Thanks to all who helped after accident, writes Brian Murfitt of Alcaton. I was involved in a road traffic accident on my bicycle along Lodge Lane in Alcaton. I should like to thank all the people who stopped and were involved in rendering me assistance, for calling the ambulance, assisting me to a place of safety, providing reassurance and providing blankets for comfort and warmth. Well done to all, and you should be proud of yourselves. I was taken by a very prompt ambulance to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital for treatment, followed by an inpatient stay, where again I received excellent care from all the staff involved. Well done to the NHS, whose staff were at times working under very trying circumstances. I am now back home making progress of my journey to recovery. Once again, I express my very grateful thanks to everyone involved.